Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. I am one half of your host, Steven.
And I'm Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
Pretty good.
I think today we are going to do another sort of current event rabbit hole type podcast, like episode.
Kind of a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, we kind of did that last week and fell down the rabbit hole of the alternate dimensions, which kind of is our thing.
And dimensional beings and...
Yeah, so
all that nonsense.
So today we're going to do that. Some interesting news reports that everyone's been seeing kind of touch on some different stories in that area. But before we jump down those, we have to get to the business. So, jump right into that. You can catch us at all social medias. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at the Hollow Sky Podcast. And if you have any paranormal stories to submit, Kyle, how can they do that?
You can give us a call at 1-877-800-HOLLOW, or you can use your voice memo app, record your story, and then email it to us, which our email is hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. So that's all you got to do. Just record whatever on whichever device and send it over to us, and we'll put it on the air and then talk about it and maybe get some correspondence between the two of us.
Yep, that'd be awesome. So the first news story that I'm going to bring to the table today is one that I've been seeing all over social media, all over Facebook, and it's not necessarily paranormal. I mean, it's not paranormal at all, and it's not conspiratorial, but it is just... effed. Like, it is the worst. Like, it's just humans at their worst is basically what it is. So, if you've been on Facebook, I'm sure you have seen the story pop up. It is FBI finds bucket of human heads, body parts sewn together at donation facility. An Arizona body donation facility is being sued after the FBI reportedly found buckets full of body parts, male genitalia in a cooler, and heads and bodies of different people sewn together. Yeah, you heard that right. Sewn together. Frankenstein together.
So it'd be like a woman's head on a dude's body type of stuff.
That's what it is. Eight families who donated the bodies of their loved ones to the facilities where bodies were processed after being donated for science filed a civil lawsuit on Monday against the Biological Resource Center, alleging the donors were dismembered and sold for a profit, ABC 15 reports. The Phoenix facility, which served as a body donation center and tissue bank, was raided in 2014 by FBI agents in hazmat suits as part of the agency's multi-state investigation into the illegal trafficking and sale of human body parts, according to KMOV. Agents found bodies cut up with chainsaws and bandsaws, and pools of human blood and bodily fluids were found on the floor of the freezer, with no identification tags to mark the corpses, the lawsuit alleges. One agent reportedly said he found a cooler filled with male genitalia, a bucket full of heads, arms, and legs, infected heads, and a small woman's head sewn onto a large male torso like Frankenstein, quote, end quote, hanging up on the wall, referred to as a morbid joke in the lawsuits that the outlet reports. A head was reportedly priced at $500, while arms were $750, and a whole body could bring in $5,000. The lawsuit claims the illegal activity dates back to 2007, ABC 15 reports. Troy Harp, who donated his mother and grandmother to the facility in 2012 and 2013, is one of more than 30 plaintiffs in the suit, called the situation a horror story. The center's owner, Stephen Gore, was sentenced to a year of deferred prison time and 4 years probation after pleading guilty in October to illegal control of an enterprise. So, there it is. Heads in a bucket, people sewn together. It sounds like a horror story.
And pardon my French real quick, but what the fuck is wrong with people?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, in the fact that the owner's last name is Gore, like,
but
you can't even make that up. It's ridiculous. It sounds like a horror movie. It sounds like some kind of fucked up horror movie is what it sounds like.
Why would you pay $5,000 for a body that's all sewn together, or pay $5,000 for a body anyways?
I don't even know.
Sheer insanity.
If it's donated to science, right? That's what they said. Donated to science, what would that be used for? Like probably biological study and shit, but instead.
Well, that, and then, you know, you would assume that some of it would be or could be used in like medical training, you know, training.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. New doctors and stuff for surgery and stuff, yeah, all definitely. That jazz.
That's probably where it was.
But it's not to be like a damn creepy crawler kit where you just start putting stuff together because it's fun. Man, and then you're like, not going to, you definitely don't experiment with cutting someone up with a chainsaw
and bandsaws and everything else and then sewing them together. Like, what kind of people did he have hired here?
This is like straight out of a human centipede.
God. It's crazy. And another thing that, as I was reading the article, what kind of ticked a box was this was raided and discovered in 2014.
And we're just now hearing about it?
We're just now hearing about it 5 years later?
Surprise, surprise.
That's crazy to me. Unless it had something to do with the lawsuits put forth, or maybe someone was trying to keep it under wraps. It's just, I don't know, a bizarre story that I thought I'd put out there because it's all over Facebook right now, and it's just the people are the worst. That's what it boils down to.
Well, absolutely.
People are just, you know, you have, on one hand, you have people donating their families to try to better the human race. Like, here, we're going to donate this body, or I'm going to donate my body to further biology and science. You know, And on the other hand, the people's like, all right, send them in. And then we're going to chop them up with a chainsaw.
Yeah, and then we're going to sew them together and hang them up.
I don't know if that was an Arizona accent, but that's...
the best you got.
That's all I got. That's what I had there.
Dude, it's nuts. I don't understand how you could do that at all. And that's not that I was thinking about that at the time, but I've always said that I'm not donating my science to, or my body to shit.
Because you don't want to get chopped up by a chainsaw?
Well, not only that, but there's all the other stigmas that come with that situation. You know, people trying to get a little too friendly with the dead.
So you don't want to end up in a cooler filled with male genitalia?
Not at all.
Yeah, me either.
No. It's just, I don't know.
It really just seems, I mean...
it's disgusting.
Despite all of the twisted bullshit, it really just seems like it was greed. Like they were just going to sell them. You know, they had no respect for these bodies. They didn't care. So they messed around and chopped them up and sewed them back together. But essentially what it boiled down to is they were just going to sell the parts for profit.
Once again, though, who's buying this shit?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't understand. Like
if you got people weird enough to cut up other people's bodies with chainsaws, you definitely got people weird enough to buy body parts off the black market.
Unless, God forbid, some of these people are eating the stuff. Which would not surprise me. Because what else are you going to use an arm for?
I don't know.
Why are you going to go buy an arm?
Maybe somebody's freaking doing their own human taxidermy.
I don't know. That's just weird, man.
Trying to build their own stuff.
I guess it's possible. Anything's possible, but it just seems strange.
Yeah.
And disgusting and disturbing and the whole nine.
So, yeah, we thought we'd share that with you guys.
And another hot subject right now in the news is the whole Epstein thing. Have you heard much about that?
Oh, yeah. Bits and pieces. Another piece of trash, this Epstein character.
Giant mess.
Yeah, he's just a piece of human garbage.
I mean, which is crazy because it's the whole Epstein thing is disturbing because, you know, the allegations, which apparently have been pretty much proven, is that he's affiliated with child sex rings. And wasn't he, if I remember correctly, isn't it tied to like 11 daycares and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of accounts. Like, apparently this guy is tied to tons of important big name people, everything from Hollywood to politics. He's connected to. So this,
you have your top elite essentially.
This door that's open could lead down so many different hallways. It's a sad story.
It's the worst kind of story because it involves children.
Yeah.
You know, and if there truly is, well, I mean, it is going on, which this type of stuff needs to be stopped at all cost. You know, and then there should be no cover-ups. It should be, we're burning it to the ground. You know, everybody that's involved is going. It's done. We're not doing this whole cover-up stuff anymore. Because it doesn't matter what name's involved in this. I understand that there's most likely big players who are involved that do have the power to assist in covering this stuff up. Because I know it's dragging the Clintons into it. It's reigniting, you know, the quote-unquote Clinton body count. Which is, you know, the insane list of people that supposedly Bill and Hillary have killed.
Have suicided?
Yes, suicided.
Yeah, and this all ties together. Epstein has connections with high-ranking officials such as the Clintons. And they're thinking now that Epstein has been caught as a child sex trafficker and just the monster that he is, that it's gonna link him to these other prominent members of politics and Hollywood and such. So they ended up finding Epstein unconscious in his New York jail cell last week, where he was waiting trial for the sex trafficking charges. It was reported as a suicide attempt. Came just hours after the Daily Beast published a story that explored financial ties between the politically and socially connected sex offender and Bill Clinton. So that added fuel to the fire of the Clinton body count conspiracy, that the Clintons were going to try to get Epstein killed before he could flip and start pointing fingers at people such as the Clintons.
Yeah, and anybody else, you know, in the ring of things, which, I mean, if you're in those shoes, that you need to do something like that, it is the most logical answer.
Yeah, just.
And if you're a creature of habit, so to speak, you're going to go back to what you know, you know?
Yeah, and it's like he has ties to everyone. It says Clinton acknowledged several past encounters with Epstein, who appeared in 1992 footage uncovered by MSNBC last week, partying with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The former president issued a statement denying any knowledge of Epstein's terrible crime involving the underage females. Apparently, Epstein has an island. He bought an island in the Caribbean. And what was it called? The Lolita Island or something like that?
Yeah, I believe so.
He had a private jet that was nicknamed the Lolita Express.
Yep.
And apparently on this island, there's like this weird-ass shrine. Like, it's bizarre, which spawned more theories of him being a Satanist and him holding these bizarre rituals and stuff with all these young girls. And it's just, once you go down the rabbit hole, it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. But the suicide attempts is what's leading us to the Clinton body count conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's what ties it in.
Well, that, and it, I mean, it drags up a lot of things. You know, it drug up Pizzagate again.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's fired back up in 2016 when Hillary was running for the president. And her campaign manager's email was hacked and the messages were posted to WikiLeaks. One of the emails between Podesta and James Alfantis, owner of Washington, D.C.'s Comet Ping Pong, a pizza place, the email discussed possibly hosting a fundraiser for Clinton. 4chan users began speculating on the links between Comet Ping Pong and the Democratic Party. And basically we're saying the pizzeria was the headquarters of a child trafficking ring led by Hillary and this John Podesta dude. And the conspiracy theorists hinged that, like, cheese pizza, which they believe is code for child pornography.
So CP and CP.
Right.
Cheese, yeah.
You know, and it, I don't know. It's just a big mess. And we did hear about Pizzagate for quite a while.
Yeah, when that first broke, I was looking into it. And the emails are weird, man. The emails touch on, they have these little snippet lines in there of like shit that shouldn't even, it doesn't even make sense. It's almost too noticeable as like a code for something different. I'm not necessarily saying they're like picking out what child they want to hang out with for the day, but it's just bizarre.
Yeah, and that stuff is that style has been found on YouTube in the comment section on some videos. They have special places where they go, where pedophiles go, and they talk in code with each other, but they're basically talking about pedophilia and stuff.
That's creepy.
And if I remember right, it got found out and shut down. You know, and then, I mean, this is rabbit hole, but what we were talking about earlier is a whole new spin on it, how now people are speculating that Pizzagate was actually started by the Russians.
Yeah, if not started, at least
outed,
pushed forward by Russian bots and trolls as a disinformation campaign, which it's like a conspiracy within a conspiracy. Like you don't even know what to believe.
And then, because right now that's a huge deal about all these Russian bots and trolls. Like it's been proven they are, like they'll start a KKK rally in a you know a city, you name it. They'll start it on this street, on this side of the street, and then they'll start a Muslim thing on the opposite side of the street, and they're trying to get people to have conflict.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing this stuff all over the country.
I've read that too.
And it's wild, and it's this big, deep game that Russia could be essentially playing with us. Which to I what mean, ends is, you know, I guess to keep us all at each other's throats and basically breed chaos within our country.
Yeah, because that's the more we are at odds with one another, the stronger that Russia can seem, you know, the more cohesive they seem.
You know, but then you play into the what if factor here, and I mean, it's smarter for our government to keep all of us at each other's throats.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, because you keep us divided, and the government can do whatever they want to us.
Yep.
Because could you imagine being the president and having everyone in this country coming at you with a subject, you know, seeing past all the bullshit that you're trying to feed us and everybody's just coming at you full throttle.
Yeah. Just being like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. I mean,
that'd be a disaster.
It would be a disaster.
I mean, we try not to take a political side either way here because that's not what the podcast is about. But you have one side of the coin is pushing that, you know, like the Democrats and Bill and Hillary are killing all these people and everything. And then you have the other side pushing that it's all a big collusion from Russia, making it out to make Democrats look bad and all this stuff. The sad thing is the kids that are the victims here are what's they're the ones losing. Won't like repeatedly on top of one another, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they're like, not only are they victims still here,
yeah, not only are they victims of this shit, because this shit does take place regardless of absolutely who's doing it happens, whether it's high profile people or not. Then everybody likes to pick these sides and everything gets swept under the rug, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the victims don't get any kind of
justice or anything,
yeah, justice at all when everybody's too busy, like, oh, this side of the coin did this, or this side did this, or this side did this. Everybody just ends up overlooking what really needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that needs to stop, period. You know, everybody, there should be no this, that, or the other. It should be the people that are involved are being punished.
Yeah, and like,
you know, because like you were saying, the children are the ones who lose here.
Like,
that's what's important.
Epstein's a piece of shit pedophile. If the Clintons had him killed, not really that mad about it.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Maybe somebody should pat him on the back.
Yeah, and I mean, the advocate question of that is, why would the Clintons want him dead?
You know, and everybody,
does he have something on them?
Exactly.
Did they take part in this or whatever, you know?
Exactly. It just you open up one door and it leads to another door and it just keeps going on and on.
Yeah, and it always will with this type of stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to do an actual in-depth episode on that Clinton body count conspiracy. It's pretty far-fetched, but once you dive into it, like, some of them have them linked up to like 120 people that they think the Clintons had murdered and covered up as a suicide. And it gets pretty deep, man.
It's dark. It's not something that is easily talked about, you know, and like I said, it just, these types of things need to stop. There shouldn't be conspiracies and covered ups involving children.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad enough to do to an adult, But to do things like this to a child is utterly unacceptable, unforgivable, the whole nine.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's just horrible. It's not things that we want to see in our news, but we should see in our news if it is happening.
Yeah, it's awful all around. And I feel like the conspiracy side of it takes away from the heinous crimes that need to have justice brought forth.
Yeah.
So that's heavy. Now we're going to go into another heavy news article here, but it kind of reverts back to the first one. This article is: Sri Lankan police find human remains in more than 100 recycling containers from the UK. Which, again, not too light there.
So the origins of the containers were from the UK?
Yeah, yeah. I guess the UK sent shipping containers that were supposed to be recyclable metals, but instead they was full of garbage. And once they got to looking, there was also human remains. The British government has launched an investigation after Sri Lankan authorities said they would send back more than 100 shipping containers which appeared to contain human remains disguised as recyclable metals. Officials at the port of Colombo made the grisly discovery while investigating a strong smell emanating from 111 containers which had been arriving at the docks over the past 2 years. Inside the crates, customs officials found the extremely hazardous materials mixed with mattresses, plastics, and clinical waste. The UK Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs reports that human organs and body parts were inside the container, but said it was yet to be approached by Sri Lankan authorities. We are committed to tackling illegal waste exports, which is why individuals found to be exporting incorrect described waste can face a 2-year jail term or an unlimited fine, a spokesman said. We are yet to receive a formal request from the Sri Lankan authorities, but DEFRA has contacted them directly to find out more information. An official at Sri Lanka's finance ministry said it's part of an organized racket that's been going on since 2017, adding that the ministry would raise the issue with British authorities. Sri Lanka is the latest country to clamp down on criminal groups which export mislabeled waste materials. China, Vietnam, Malaysia, Thailand have also announced a crackdown on plastic imports as they attempt to stem tides of waste from European countries which are unable or unwilling to dispose of them. British waste disposal experts said that disguising human remains as recyclable metals would be highly lucrative because it's illegal to export anatomical waste such as human organs or body parts. There is a major financial incentive to this with hazardous material because it's likely taken on the basis of being paid a lot of money to ensure it was disposed of correctly, said Dominic Hogg, chairman of Eumonia, a waste and recycling consultancy. You would potentially double your money if it were body parts or clinical waste. Howard Buck, a spokesman for the British Metals Recycling Association, said it absolutely condemns illegal exports of hazardous waste, which it blamed on rogue traders and criminals. Unfortunately, due to lack of funding, containers are generally only opened by port officials if there is an intelligence to suggest illegal shipment is being attempted. We believe this results in just 1 of 1,000 containers being searched. So when you first hear the story, it sounds super nefarious, like serial killer or stowaways getting caught in these containers. But when you read into it, it boils down to greed again. People just trying to beat the system and save a buck. So they're exporting like plastic recyclables, but it's really anatomical waste. You know, where would anatomical waste even come from? Like,
dude, I don't know.
Morgues and shit, but people get buried or...
Unless it reverts back to like the whole science thing.
Yeah, that could be.
But then again, you would think that even afterwards, those people, like their remains would still see a proper burial, I would assume.
So I don't know. It's just...
it could be a quote-unquote easy way to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what it boils down to, is it's cheaper. like they said, it's the cheapest way to do it is just to mislabel it, because as they said, one of every 1,000 containers are searched.
Dude, it makes you wonder.
You can hide a lot of shit in 999 containers.
It makes you wonder what could be in those containers a lot more frequently.
Yeah, you could hide a lot of shit in those containers.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, those were the three news stories we decided to pick up and share with you guys. It was a little heavy, but they're all over the news right now, so we thought we'd touch on them a little bit. We'll probably revert back to that Clinton body count conspiracy and do a whole episode on that, because once you get down that thing, it gets pretty deep.
It's wild. And then, you know, there's this other current one, semi-current one that I was looking at that about the girl that went missing around the Vatican, and they started opening up stuff around the Vatican. Now they're finding tombs full of bones, and they don't know. They're not saying it is this girl, but that's what sprung this whole thing. And now they don't know how old the bones are, and they said they're not put in any order. It's almost like just a mass burial where they've just been putting stuff.
Yeah, I've been keeping my eye on that one too. I think that could open a floodgate of bullshit that the Vatican doesn't want any part of.
Well, no, and that's another place that is insanely shrouded with secrecy, is the Vatican.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everything surrounding the Vatican.
Absolutely.
You know, there's so many things. That could be a whole episode or four in itself, because there's so much information on the Vatican, because supposedly they have all types of stuff. They're involved in this, that, and the other, and, you know, just some of the artifacts would be fun to get into that they supposedly have.
Yeah, it's awful that this young girl went missing, and I feel like people would be willing to cover it up to protect the church as opposed to protecting her and getting her justice.
Oh, for sure. And that's the thing that I meant to talk about earlier, you know, about the Clintons and the people in power. You know, power is a funny thing. You know, when you have the ability to cover your tracks and this, that, and the other, you're going to do it. You know, power and greed does things to people that you couldn't ever imagine, because you start to feel invincible. You know, like nobody else matters but your current spot in the world right now.
Yeah, when you can get away with things, you have no reason not to do them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You have no repercussions.
Exactly. And that's to doubt that these things aren't possible is foolish. Because, like I said, greed and power do horrible things to good people. You know, you might have started out a good person wanting to change the world and save the world and the whole nine, but you start becoming influenced by the power and greed, it can completely 180 you.
Yeah, and it's almost even worse with bad people. You know
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
People who already don't have a conscience, they're sure as fuck
not
going to think about anything else.
No, they don't have any chains to hold them back now.
I was kind of reading through here while we were talking, and I found out where some of this medical waste could come from in the containers.
Yeah.
So it says, if the presence of British human remains in the containers is confirmed, it is feared that they may have originated from NHS hospitals which are struggling to dispose of anatomical waste. Last year, Health Service Journal revealed that Healthcare Environment Services, a private collector, had stockpiled human waste from 50 NHS trusts, including everything from amputated limbs, human organs, to infectious liquids. So it easily could be part of that.
Yeah, when you started talking about that, it makes sense to think about, like, amputees and stuff like that. Totally makes sense. But, oh man, could you imagine how filthy that stuff is?
And infectious liquids like that would be
that could be blood,
tainted blood, HIV tainted blood,
yeah,
hepatitis tainted blood, you know,
for sure.
Just throw it in with the mattresses, get it yeah. out of here.
I mean, it just goes back to how disgusting people are.
Yeah, that's the moral of today's episode. It's that people are pretty much just trash.
Yeah.
Human beings are terrible.
Come on. Clean up after yourselves, people. Don't be gross. Don't be throwing body parts in your trash can.
Yeah.
Not sanitary. Why don't, in a situation like that, why wouldn't you just burn them?
Probably cheaper just to disguise them.
That's pathetic.
I feel like it boils down to
freaking
greed.
Pathetic.
It just boils down to greed. We can save a few bucks.
It probably does. That's probably what the whole, all of it is. It's just, it probably comes down to what's going to be the cheapest route to do this.
Yeah.
When you could just go to, you know, where they burn bodies, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but
crematorium.
There you go. And I mean, I know it sounds insensitive, but put them in there and burn them.
Yep, they're probably saving a few bucks on that tail end. That's what it boils down to.
The world is a messed up place.
That's true.
And but at least we're going through it together.
Yeah, we don't want to bring you guys down.
I'm trying not
to. So we'll probably wrap this up. Since it was pretty heavy few news stories.
It is pretty heavy, but like we were talking, I mean, I personally feel like as heavy as this stuff gets, this stuff needs to be brought to attention. Even if we're not going crazy in depth on this stuff, it gives everybody a little bit of an eye shot and allows people to do their own research if they choose to. I wouldn't blame you if you don't, because these are really dark subjects, and it's not exactly things that we want to hear.
No, but we feel like we should share them with you. If you're on Facebook, you're seeing it anyway, so
yeah, and
might as well hear it from us.
Yeah, it needs to be brought to attention. And
your friends.
Yeah, we are your buddies. And with that being said, everybody, please, be safe out there.
And be good. Be good people. It doesn't take much just to be good.
Yeah, you know, keep an eye on your children. I'm not saying you don't, but we all know how important they are to us.
So here's to the people that chainsawed and sewed together other people's family members. We hope you get what's coming to you.
Absolutely.
All the people that threw away body parts and just shipped them to Sri Lanka for them to deal with it. We hope you get what's coming to you. And Epstein is just your piece of trash.
Yeah, that nail has already been put in the coffin. So,
well, you get what's coming to you.
Once again, everybody, be safe and look out after each other.
Yep. Stay weird too. See ya.